Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we have not ended the session yet, rent control being one of the major issues that lawmakers are wrangling over, as well as a number of others. And Ken, you have the latest.
Yeah, the legislature, both houses, put in their own bills to resolve the situation. Neither of them agree with the other one, so we're still stalemated as the legislature is set to come back tomorrow, Tuesday, which is the same time the laws are expected to expire after they agreed to a temporary extender last week.
What other issues are on the table right now that we're waiting on?
Oh, there's a whole host. There's mayoral control over New York City schools. That law expired. The issue of the 421A program, which is a lucrative tax abatement program for developers who provide affordable housing in their new buildings. There's a number of others that are on the periphery, a education investment tax credit, charter school changes, a whole host of things that the sides are trying to get done.
You have another story labeled exclusive this morning as a former presidential candidate and Governor of Vermont Howard Dean has some testimony on a wage boost.
Yeah, the governor, Governor Cuomo, I should say, created a wage board to look at, to recommend whether to raise the minimum wage for the fast food workers in New York. And Howard Dean is going to provide videotaped testimony today at the fourth hearing of this board, saying that not only should they raise it, but they should raise it to $15 an hour. In addition, advocates are going to submit a petition that has 160,000 signatures from across the country to the wage board, also urging a $15 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers.
I've been talking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He keeps us updated on what's happening at the Capitol. You can find more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, we appreciate it, as always.
Anytime. Be well.